There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey.
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence! La 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 la.
Ferb, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Candace singing, early in the morning.
Mom, it's your birthday. Thanks for all the care and love you give.
Yeah, that's all right. I like that.
Mom, it's your birthday.
It's Mom's birthday. How can we forget Mom's birthday? Where have all the days gone? We can't forget Mom's birthday. 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 Isn't there something I'm supposed to remember? We should do something nice for Mom. What with Dad being out of town on business and all.
Okay, Candace, once from the top.
Mom, it's your birthday.
I got an idea.
Eggs and bacon, oh yeah. Mom, let me be the first to say
happy birthday, Mom! We brought you some periodicals, like Mom Daily, Mom Weekly, Mom Biweekly, and just the way you like it, Half Cap, Double Frap, Mocha Chocolate Latte, Mezzo Espresso.
Oh, wow. You boys really outdid yourselves.
Au contraire, ma mère. I declare it's our mission to give you the best birthday ever. So relax, enjoy some reading, and no peeking till we come get you.
Oh, those boys are too much. Mmm. Oh, I smell eggs and bacon.
Thank you, Mrs. Garcia Shapiro. We appreciate you helping us out. Oh, another call. Talk to me. Buford, my man. Hold on. Needs roughage. Thanks, Buford. Glad we can count on you. Hey, Candace. Want to man the omelet station for Mom's birthday?
I'm doing my own thing. Well? Aren't you going to ask me what it is?
Sure. What are you doing?
It's a secret.
Hey, where's Barry?
Morning, Agent P. 17 minutes ago, our spy satellites located Doofenshmirtz. He's hiding out in his mountaintop castle laboratory, where he's purchased some suspicious items over the internet, including a giant metal sphere and two animatronic wax robots. You know, like they have at theme parks. Gosh, those things give me the creeps. The way they're all robotic and waxy.
The boys may have won breakfast, but wait till Mom sees his homemade birthday card. Love, the child who loves you most. Candace.
All right, Mom. Almost there.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay, you can look.
Happy birthday!
What a beautiful breakfast.
Mom?
Made with love.
And sweat.
And by sweat, you mean hard work.
Sure.
Mom, this may not be a fantastic breakfast, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mom's birthday card.
To Mom? It may be big, but boring.
Oh, boys. I can't believe you two made it yourselves.
Ah, the Unicorn Whisperer, the feel-good movie of the year, and soon it will be gone! Oh no, it's Barry the Platypus! Ha, I fooled you, Barry the Platypus, I'm not really scared! I'm not scared because I have a new security system! Voila! Do you like them, Barry the Platypus?
Yeah, man.
I got them very cheap from a wax museum that went bankrupt. I love it when dreams fail. As you know, I've been trying to take over the tri-state area for quite some time now. And I realize this tri-state area is filled with things I detest. So many things, like blinking traffic arrows. Stop blinking at me, telling me where to go. Point, point, point. Oh, I hate you. Let's see, what else? Ear hair. Oh, yes, I've always hated you. Pelicans. Terrible creatures. What are you, a bird or a garbage disposal? Musical instruments that start with the letter B. You get the idea. It's a long list. I've been working on it for a while. Anyway, I realized I should build something that would make all those awful things disappear. Behold, Barry the Platypus. Shrink Spheria! You like it? I was going to call it a shrinkinator, but I've done that whole innator thing before. It's just been done to death. Bring him over here. I want to show him how it works. I enter the name of something I hate. P-E-L-I-C-A-N. Pelican. And Shrinksferia hones in on its molecular structure and then turns all the particles into sparticles, thereby shrinking it into a teeny tiny speck so small I never have to see it again. So goodbye to you, Barry the Platypus. Enjoy your presidential suite.
Glad you like the card, Mom.
It's a simple postmodern fusion of origami and pop-up.
Yeah, and just wait till you see your present. Okay, stay right there.
Oh, I hope the boys don't go overboard with my present. All I'd really like is that dress from that cute little sundress shop.
You mean that really cute one with the polka dots? And what she wants! Cute little sundress! Cute little sundress! Cute little sundress!
Hey, Barry the Platypus! Say goodbye to blinking detour signs! Forever! Yes! I'm an evil genius! Now I have to wait 4 minutes for it to recharge, which isn't so bad. I think I'll go with pelicans next. What do you think, Barry the Platypus? Pelicans next?
I cannot tell a lie. I'm melting.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Pelican! I'm going to shrink you now! Wait, why isn't that working? Something's blocking it! Hey!
Hey, everybody! Look what...
You gotta be kidding me.
Our first supermodel sports a chic styling, not couture sundress, perfect for our birthday queen to sip ice lattes while enjoying a faboo day in the sun.
Well, they have the wrong sundress. It's okay, but it is not as great as this.
Candace, where'd you go?
Oh, well, goodbye to musical instruments that start with B.
Wait a minute. I can still give Mom the one thing the boys can't. The gift of music. Played on my friend, the bass. Oh, well, it's a good thing I play the banjo. It's a good thing I play the bassoon. It's a good thing I play the bugle. It's a good thing I play the bongos.
5 minutes later.
It's a good thing I play the balalaika. It's a good thing I play the bagpipe. I should have manned the omelet station.
Candace, honey. Come join us. The boys have put together a little video.
Yeah. Here, you can do the honors.
Fine, whatever.
Happy birthday, Mom. From birth to young adult to mid-sized adult. From the 80s to the 90s. Mom enchants everyone she meets. But who is this person we call Mom?
A house divided cannot stand.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, Barry the Platypus, you melted their wax. But you can never melt what's inside. You're evil! I should have seen that coming.
We can't seem to get a break.
Your breath smells like candles.
Curse you, Barry the Platypus!
Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, really great.
But a true testament to what a great mom you are is that your daughter would take the time to write this song.
Mom, it's your birthday. Thanks for all the care and love you give.
Nice song, sis.
Not to mention the meals. Sometimes I get kind of nervous.
Come on.
and forget to tell you how I feel. I'm a little high strung, it's just because I'm young. Mom, I adore ya, and I'll do anything for ya. Although my brothers make me frantic with every single crazy antic, and when I'm bouncing off the wall, you're the one who says come. Because you love me for who I am, I'll always love you, Mom.
What a beautiful song, honey. I only wish Dad could have heard it.
Well, I really wanted you to have a happy
I almost forgot. We set up a satellite uplink with Dad.
Ooh, a satellite uplink?
Hello, love. Happy birthday.
Hi, honey. I miss you. And you're missing the festivities. The boys threw me the greatest party. And Candace wrote me this really amazing song. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, Perry. Where have you been? You missed all the fun.
What a beautiful summer day. Do you boys have anything exciting planned?
We're either going to make this nuclear-powered submarine or this incredible shrinking ray. But for some reason, Ferb and I can't seem to make up our minds.
Well, I've made up my mind. You two have the most wonderful imaginations.
It's real, you know.
What's real, dear?
The submarine, the shrinking ray. They're really going to build that stuff.
Well, actually, we haven't decided yet.
Anyway, when I try to bust them, everything will just magically disappear. Always happens. You'll see. Well, you won't see. I'll see. Trust me.
As usual, the imagination in this room is astounding.
Paul?
Hi, Candace.
It's Jeremy. I was wondering if you wanted to go for a walk today.
I would very much enjoy going for a walk. Wherever shall we go?
To my uncle's restaurant?
Yes, that sounds doable. Why not pick me up around noon? Okay, goodbye. Oh my gosh, guess who just called and asked me out on a date? Jeremy!
Hold on, let's conference in Jenny!
Okay!
Let's go outside! Submarine, shrinking ray. I just can't make up my mind.
What you doing?
Oh, hi, Isabella.
Hi, Phineas. You remember Pinky?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Pinky.
Hey, check out my new sash. It's got all my accomplishment patches sewn onto it. See?
Wow, that looks totally irreplaceable.
Oh, no! Pinky, I need that sash for a Fireside Girl ceremony this afternoon.
Don't worry, Isabella. We'll get your sash back.
But how? It's in Pinky's stomach.
Ferb, you're a genius. Hey, where's Perry?
Agent P, thanks for coming. It's Dr. Doofenshmirtz. He's been hiding out in the old abandoned vacuum cleaner factory. You know that building across town with a giant vacuum cleaner on top? Man, I can't believe that place closed. I blame the internet. Your mission, Agent P, is to find out what Doofenshmirtz is up to and then stop him.
So how are we going to retrieve my sash?
Here, Ferb made this multimedia presentation. We shrink the sub down with Ferb and me in it and put it in Pinky's dog food. After he eats us, the sub extrudes two mechanical arms, which fold up the sash to microscopic size and pull it into the sash storage unit. Finally, we pile it up into the mouth and have Pinky drool us out. Easy.
Gross. But cool. But Pinky will eat anything but dog food. He likes grilled cheese sandwiches.
Not a problem. You make the sandwich, we'll make the sub.
Okay, a subatomic shrinking module, hydrostatic ballast tank, and a case of AA batteries. Sign here, please.
Aren't you wondering if we're a little young to be building a submarine?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
One grilled cheese sandwich hot off the... Oh, cool!
Hey, Isabella, you're just in time.
You guys amaze me.
When we're inside, we'll activate the shrinkage. You take care of the rest.
Check it out, Pinky. Your favorite.
Ready?
It worked! All right, Pinky Winky, time for some cheesy weezy. No! Pinky, and chasing the cat is so cliche! You're better than that!
Listen up! Jeremy will be here any second. I want to tell you... Ooh, grilled cheese! My favorite! Might as well eat now, so I don't look like a pig on my date.
Doofenshmirtz abandoned vacuum cleaner factory!
Perry the Platypus, You know, we always do the same thing. I have a scheme, you try to stop me, I trap you, I tell you my scheme, you escape, then we fight and I'm defeated. Let's mix it up a little. Let me tell you what, I will tell you my scheme first, and then I will trap you. What do you say, huh? Yeah, this is much better. Okay, so here it is. The make up your mind, Nator! You know, when you're waiting to order a pizza and the person in front of you can't decide on a topping? Oh, I hate that. I hate it. I will destroy anyone who can't make up their mind. Destroy anyone who can't make up their mind.
Ferb and I can't seem to make up our minds.
Should I go with make up your mind, Nator, or is that too on the nose? It's funny. Now, I can't make up my mind. Man, the platypus, right? Well, I did not see that coming. Calling headquarters, huh? This, you didn't even give me a chance to trap you, see? I was going to put you in that giant snow globe over there. And now I have to return it.
Agent P, what's wrong? Oh, you caught Doofenshmirtz, huh? That's weird. Usually he traps you, then you escape, and then...
We mixed it up a little.
Hang tight, Agent P. Backup is on the way. I mean, it would be if we had some, I'm gonna make some calls.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
It worked! Pinky's chewing. Prepare for swallowing.
Jeremy's here!
Wow, Pinky's neck is really long.
Hey, Candace.
Hi, Jeremy. Excuse me.
We did it, Ferb. We're inside Pinky. How about a little road trip music?
Just the two of us in an esophagus. It's time to get this mission rolling. Don't wanna make a fuss, but that was the pancreas. Slow down before we reach the colon. On the hemoglobin highway, in a mini submarine. If you're going my way, you'll see what I mean. Left at the spleen.
Now to find that sash. Hey, tacos. Ah, tacos. You know who makes the best tacos? Mom. These kind of remind me of the ones we had for dinner last night. Hey, Pinky didn't have dinner with us. Wait a minute. Candace's favorite cereal? Hello?
Phineas? Pinky ran away, and when I came back, the sandwich was gone!
Okay, let me call you back. Yeah, we're inside Candace's stomach.
That's creepy on so many levels.
This backup of yours is taking forever. I have a travel chess set in my bag over there. Do you play chess? Over there, actually. I tricked you, Barry the Platypus! Oh, do you like my any flat surface magnet belt? It sticks to any flat surface! Guess what? There's no travel chess set in this bag either! There was one of these in both bags, so whichever one you chose, you would be stuck. Just like I'm stuck right now. What time is that backup getting here again?
Oh, here we are. Let's tap into Candace's nerve center so we can see what she sees. Ears. Eyes. Look, we're getting an image. She's on a date with Jeremy. That means we're on a date with Jeremy.
Again, creepy on so many levels.
Oh, excuse me. My phone is ringing. Hello?
Candace, I know this sounds weird, but Ferb and I shrunk down in a submarine. We were in that sandwich you ate, and now we're in your stomach.
Are you wacko? Don't call me!
Wait, we can prove it! How do we prove it?
Whoa! Yeah! What is going on?
Hey, monkey bars, do you still get sick when you hang upside down?
Yeah, why?
Sorry, Candace. We have to help Isabella. So, arms and legs.
Candace, are you okay?
Never better. Never better.
Uh,
Vinny's, I'm going to...
It's working! All right, yeah! What happened?
Candace, are you sure you're okay? Come on, my uncle's restaurant is right over here.
Any other ideas?
I have a tickle in my throat.
Stay right here. I'm going to go get some water.
We did it!
You guys are so busted.
Oh, hey, Candace.
Hello?
Mom, Phineas and Ferb built a shrinking submarine!
Candace, I'll see it later. Right now, I have to swing by Jeremy's uncle's restaurant and pick up some sandwiches for your father.
Perfect!
Farewell, Perry the Platypus!
Mom, Mom, Mom! Submarine, submarine!
Imaginative.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for you guys. Pinky threw up and I got my sash back.
Gross, but cool. Speaking of pets, where you been, Perry?
Candace, I have a surprise for you. Check it out.
Sandwich menu? The Candace special? Oh, you had a sandwich named after me.
Yeah, grilled cheese. Because I know it's your favorite. Shall we eat inside?
This is the end of a perfect day. My very own sandwich. I can't wait to try it.
That's you, Perry the Platypus!
Hello? Where am I? Oh, it's all gastrointestiny in here.
Brain? I'm inside the dog! Perfect! Now I can pee all over the tri-state area! Oh, what am I doing with my life?